walk in, boom, you'll see where the theater is right away. Keep that in mind, too, for the studio theater productions that they have going on throughout the year as well. A lot of great theater going on there. And as we always like to say here, and we've been saying for years, buy local, support local. That extends to the arts. We encourage you to take in things at WRCT and all of it. We have a lot of great local theaters around here. Encourage you to support all of them as much as you can. Our friends at the Arts Council have great shows going on. All of these things in your area. We are so spoiled in this area with the arts and all the amazing artists we have. Encourage you to come down to these shows, take them in. It's going to be a blast. Guys, break a leg. Have a great time. Please tell everybody else the same for me. Wishing everybody well. Looking forward to seeing this production, this show, and looking forward to working with you all again very soon.
Thank you.
Thanks for the time, you guys.
Love you.
Thank you for having us.
Love you back. Very love you too. And appreciate all of you. And again, you can get your tickets at wrctheater.org. It's also where you can go to find out more information about this and other things we've talked about. Encourage you to follow Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater on all their social media aspects too. Facebook, Instagram. Look for them, find them, follow them, support them. We will take a break, but we'll be back with more stuff here at WFHR. And of course, Morning Magazine and all of our other shows will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you soon and later right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 33. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight, lows around 24, partly cloudy skies. Snow likely tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 33, cloudy skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Steve Kaffin. American basketball star Brittany Griner has been freed in a prisoner exchange with Russia.
She's safe. She's on a plane.
President Biden celebrated the news alongside Brittany Griner's wife, Sherelle, who told reporters her family is now whole.
I'm going to smile right now.
The deal to return Griner was a one-for-one swap for the convicted arms dealer known in law enforcement circles as the Merchant of Death. Victor Boot was convicted of conspiring to sell AK-47s that would have been used to kill American drug agents. Still left behind in Russia, retired Marine Paul Whelan, convicted of espionage charges that the U.S. calls false. Mr. Biden said the U.S. informed the Whelan family in advance of the announcement of Griner's release.
And my thoughts and prayers are with them today. They have to have such mixed emotions today.
In a statement, the Whelan family called the news a catastrophe for Paul. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
New York's Chuck Schumer has been reelected as Senate Democratic leader. Democrats will have 51 seats in the next Senate. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth introducing legislation requiring the FAA to rethink its review of airline seat sizes. She tells CBS News tight quarters on most commercial flights has compromised safety.
Airlines are traveling now with just about every seat filled. You can't just practice evacuating an aircraft that is only 30% full, because that's not the way commercial aviation looks today.
The House is voting today on the bill to protect same-sex and interracial marriages. There are signs what's been called a triple-demic is taking shape, with cases of COVID, flu, and RSV on the rise. CBS's Carter Evans reports many hospitals are dealing with a surge in patients.
The ER is inundated with cases, and people are being hospitalized.
In Los Angeles County, COVID cases have soared 75% in just the last week. Douglas Chiriboga is a family medicine doctor, and he says the implications are clear.
Should there be another mandate in LA County?
I think there should be, and I think eventually we're all going to have that mass mandate.
Doctors say all three of the now prevalent viral infections sweeping the country could be slowed by mask wearing.
Iran says it executed a prisoner convicted for a crime allegedly committed during the country's ongoing nationwide protests. It's the first such death penalty carried out by Tehran. It's a brighter, warmer day for people in central North Carolina who've got electricity and heat back after several days without.
I've never been so happy to see electricity in my life.
And investigators are vowing to make arrests for the two attacks on substations. Shots were fired at one power installation in South Carolina. It was witnessed by a utility crew. There was no damage. Wall Street, the Dow is up 240. This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a quote today.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Wisconsin. Hello, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh, Amory, Richland Center, our home base of Waukesha, Madison Tonight, Jane Matinair, right now. How are you, my friend?
I am fantastic. It is Thursday. One of our favorite people, Dr. Mike, is going to be here at 11:30, so I love talking to him.
You do love talking to him. I mean, I love talking to him, too, because he has been my best friend for 15 years, but it is fun to be able to have him on the show every week. And so at 11:30, get your questions ready for either your career, love life, mental health, but also your fantasy football lineup.
Equally important,
especially to your pocketbook, potentially. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup. That is happening at 11:30, 844-967-2789. And then at 12:30, we're talking to a different kind of doctor, one who is an MD instead of a PhD. Dr. Scott Saunders is joining us to talk about the rarity of addiction specialists in hospitals.
This is a surprise.
Is it?
I guess because we have talked so much more about addiction in the last 15 years, you would think that this would be something that would be part of our system of health already.
Yeah. And so basically, this is a story that there are few, despite all the kinds of different kinds of specialists that are usually employed by a hospital, addiction specialist is not one of them. Whereas Dr. Scott Saunders is an internal medicine hospitalist who recently got added on a certification in addiction. And so we're going to talk about the importance of that and what training is missing from med school, the importance of this, and also just the difference between treating addiction as a disease that deserves treatment versus a moral failing.
As a character flaw.
Yes. And so that's coming up at 12:30. At 1 p.m., we had legend John McGivern on Tuesday, and now we have a different Milwaukee legend, John Gerda, writer, historian, joining us at 1 p.m. today. And I'm so excited because he's announced amongst multiple retiring, I guess you could say,
big
from
names.
Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, George Stanley, David Haynes, and also John Gerda is hanging it up for his 29-year run as a historian columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which is a long time.
It is a long time. He wrote one of my favorite books of all time, The Making of Milwaukee.
Is also a documentary, right?
Yes, it is. The book is incredible. Some of the pictures, I still want to get a copy from the Milwaukee Historical Society. There's a tall ship going down the river on Water Street. And it's, you know, from like the 18 80s.
Yeah.
And it's just such a throwback. It's a wonderful, I've given many as Christmas gifts.
Yes. And so so this is my first time talking to him. So I'm so excited to have him on the show. And the variety of questions from his history to Milwaukee's history to Wisconsin's history, he will be a treasure trove of stories, I imagine. And then at the end of the show, we're going to talk to Wapan, right?
Yes.
And so the first of many highlighting of Christmas shows that are coming across Wisconsin. So the Cowsills?
The Cowsills. Now, you're not going to remember them.
No. I looked this up and I was like, oh, this feels like something I should know, but don't know. The Cowsills Family Christmas.
Yeah, they were very along the lines of Peter, Paul, and Mary, very folksy.
Oh.
When folk music was big, probably in the early 60s, early 70s. I have memories of them.
Okay, and it's Wautoma, not Wapan.
It's Wautoma, yes.
And it's the show is this Saturday at December 10th at 7 p.m. in Wautoma, Cowsills Family Christmas. Yeah. So we will talk to Vicky Poschel.
I believe so.
We'll ask her how to pronounce her name.
We'll just call her Vic.
Vic. But to start off with today's show, the story that caught my eye is, you know, I don't think I'm being mean when I say that Republicans have a reputation or even take pride in being cheap. Being frugal.
Yes.
I'm a fiscal conservative.
Watching pennies.
Watch spending. Mm. And that is, you know, often part of their platform. But it was news to me that the Wisconsin GOP does not pay their chairman. It's a volunteer role, which I just found out because the conversation has now shifted to, should we make this a paid position?
Since the red wave didn't happen?
Kind of, yeah. So this was a conversation. So it's been, apparently, in the last, you know, they're now going to pick their third chairman. Because Paul Farrow, who is also the Waukesha County executive, has said that he is not going to renew, or not going to try to be the chairman again, even though he had been the Wisconsin GOP chairman, I think, since 2019?
Okay.
When did he take it over? I might have gotten that name, that year wrong. But he has said, I'm going to focus on being reelected as county executive for Waukesha instead of continuing to chair Wisconsin GOP. And so now the conversation, I guess, has shifted to, should we pay this person? And I would say, yeah. If, you know, because it doesn't, doing this, that job, which feels like if you're going to do it well, would take a lot of work. And just doing it as a volunteer position feels, I'm just shocked that it's, they've done as well as they've done, having the person being in charge of the party have to have a different full-time job, because unless they're independently wealthy, to take on a non-paid position that requires as much work as, you know, I'm much more familiar with Ben Wickler and the Democratic Party. And in this story by Lawrence Andrea of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Ben Wickler gets paid well. Let's just put it that way. They printed his
salary.
Yeah.
Should I take a guess?
Take a guess. It's printed, so I don't feel like, you know, it's
not
funny
a secret
to have that, that feeling of, oh, we don't talk about our salaries pop up, but it's in the Journal Sentinel, so I'm like, I guess we could talk about it.
How about 120?
More.
More? 160?
More.
Wow.
Yeah.
180?
More.
Two?
A little less.
190.
A little more.
195.
A little more.
198.
There you go.
I'm applying for the GOP job.
Well, that's not what the GOP pays.
What?
GOP pays zero.
Zippo.
Ben Wickler, who is the chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and has done, you know, the outpacing of the fundraising that the Democratic Party of Wisconsin has done compared to the Wisconsin GOP. And I think that is why this conversation is starting to happen, is should this be a position that we pony up and pay for so someone can do it full time?
Well, and you know better than I, but I mean, this position involves fundraising, right? campaigning? Or
totally.
It kind of oversees everything that's going on in the state for the state party.
Yes. I mean, as far as I understand, I've never worked for either party. And so this is my knowledge is insofar as I can read about it and, you know, learn what people say that they do. But I think it is, I'm sure it is strategy. I'm sure it's part of it is also the recruitment of candidates and training of candidates. But it's a lot, I would imagine, the fundraising and just being on the phone and relationships and donors and all of that. And I'm sure it's, if you're a political animal, like, I'm sure it's a very fun job regardless of the party, but, it's just wild. I guess I just assumed, cause who would want to do that job for free?
And as you said, have another full-time position. And that is a very critically important role.
Yeah. I mean, especially in a state like ours, where it is so close, so often, at least on statewide elections. And I think that is why this has been raised, is because it was the red wave that wasn't. Obviously, there's still a dominant majority in the state legislature, for reasons that we talk about often, of being gerrymandering. But in the statewide offices, obviously, Ron Johnson and this treasurer were the only Republicans that won. And even Ron Johnson's race was the closest Senate race, I think they said, in like 100 years.
Wow.
As far as how close it was between Mandela and Ron Johnson was there. While governor has typically been very close and presidents haven't been even closer, I guess the Senate race has not been as close as this one was. And so the question becomes, what do we need to do better? And one of the things that's getting thrown out there is maybe we should pay people to do this job.
Well, all I can think of is how Ben Wickler for the Democrats managed to put together the cast of Princess Bride, the cast of Veep, the cast, of West Wing. So whoever's going to step into this role for Wisconsin Republicans, you need to figure out a good table read for Kevin Sorbo, John Waite, and Chachi.
Joni loves Chachi.
Yeah.
So it looks like the people who are the executive. So the executive committee is scheduled to meet this coming Saturday to consider the successor of outgoing chairman Paul Farrow. So I'm less familiar with these names, but I guess it's Brian Schimming, who is a at-large member of the party's executive committee. Jesse Garza, who is the third vice chairman, and Ben Vogel, who was a campaign aide to Johnson and had a limited run, I think, for lieutenant governor, but I think he might have dropped out even before the primary happened in August. But it's, I don't know, it's just interesting to be, in one way, like I said, like, it, in one way, it's like, oh, of course they don't. But also, strategy-wise, you probably should.
Are these paid in all other states? I mean, or is it just...
That's a good question.
Is it just a state-by-state thing?
I don't know, but if you're listening right now and you have thoughts on this, 844-967-2789, or I guess, what job would you do for free?
And there are some.
Are there? I guess it depends on how much money you make from your full-time job. Because I feel like when you sit on boards, don't you get paid to be on boards a lot of the times?
Not
are those
necessary.
All volunteer positions?
Not necessarily.
See, I've never sat on a board. You've sat on a board, right?
I have. And for at least the nonprofits that I've been on the boards of, no, these are not paid.
All right. Well, we're going to keep talking about this when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Join the conversation, 844-967-2789, and we'll be right back.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse. No one was moving. No one was there. The septic had backed up. There was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing. No, not at all. To have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying. The kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved. The problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it. The problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
I was out, I was down, I was never around when she got inside my head.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. As always, you can join the conversation, 844-967-2789. Speaking of which, do we have a text?
We do. Wes from Middleton checking in about what job would you do for free from the 608. And Wes says, I would do those duck boat tours in the Dells.
That's a good one.
It is a good one. That would be a fun, fun job.
I knew, you know, when I was doing improv and stuff in New York, there's a fair amount of comedians, improvisers, who their day job when they're not performing, they're still kind of performing because they're tour guides in one way, either like on a bus or a walking tour. They're very funny and be able to play with that. And like they get paid, but that's a good one. That's a really good one of just giving free, getting that duck boat each day.
You get to drive and tell stories and make people laugh. I think that's a great idea.
That's a great idea. Thank you for the text. We were talking about what job would you do for free? What hard job would you do for free? Because I guess, I don't know why I would have assumed that this was a paid position, but apparently right now the Wisconsin Republicans are debating whether or not the chairman of the WIS GOP,
which has a lot of responsibilities,
which is a ton of responsibility, should remain a volunteer position as opposed to the Wisconsin Democrats who pay their chairman, as far as Wisconsin dollars go, salaries go, very well. And I think you've seen the difference. And granted, like I said, this is a 50-50 state, and it's not like this is because of their paying Ben Wickler that Democrats are just dominating the state. But in the last couple years, the fundraising edge for Democrats over Republicans is not insignificant. And so in election reports show that Wisconsin Democrats raised about $55.3 million in its state's state and federal accounts compared to Republicans' $22.1 million
wow.
in 2021 alone. And that's double, right? And so it will be interesting. They're meeting this Saturday, they being the Wisconsin Republicans. They have their executive committee meeting, and this is one of the things on the docket along with who will take over for Paul Farrow, who is stepping down to focus on getting reelected as the Waukesha County Executive. And it's just it because it just seems like a to do that job well. It feels like something that is full time.
Absolutely.
And who has the organizational and energy levels to do both a full time job and be in charge of a very competitive a party in a very competitive state? And so it'll be interesting to see what they do. But I can't help but laugh of just being like, of course you guys don't pay your
your chairman. What baffles me is the amount of money that was spent in this last election is truly mind-boggling. And for some of the, I can think of three top GOP donors where $200,000 is lunch money to pay someone's salary. That's nothing.
Yeah. That is true. It's like, what?
Come on.
Well, it also makes me come back and think of, you know, I always come this push and pull of like the state legislature and how much state senators or state assembly reps make
for their part-time job.
Well, because it's supposed to be a full-time job. Yeah. So I think it's somewhere, I forgot exactly the difference between, but it's around 50. It's more than 50K, but it's
under 60.
Under 60. I mean, it's one of those things where in Milwaukee, aldermen make significantly more for the common council in Milwaukee than people who work in the state legislature. And the frustration, I think, that as taxpayers, as voters, as constituents, we have when they gavel out for the year in election years, and you're like, well, you're still getting a paycheck to literally not do anything.
Yes.
And just campaign. And so then the conversation becomes, well, should they get paid as a part-time job? But then that keeps people who are not
wealthy,
sometimes real estate agents, commercial real estate people, you know, a lot of the people who often end up running already have other jobs. And so it's like, this is either going to be a job that should be treated as full-time if it's getting a full-time wage or not. And it's, there's pros and cons to each. And so I guess for, if I was a Republican, if I was invested in the Republican Party, I don't really understand the reason why you would want to keep this as a volunteer position, considering how competitive everything is. And at least the track record, largely since Ben Wickler, I think, took over the party for the Democrats, the track record for statewide office for Democrats over Republicans is pretty strong in the last
couple years.
And so, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what comes from this. But
do we know if they're going to decide for certain this weekend, or they're just going to kick it around?
They have a meeting this weekend, and so it's like, I think this is. It sounds like this is on the table as far as, should this be a paid position? I guess how would we pay for it, and also who is in the running to take over that position? So
I shouldn't get my resume ready.
No, okay. I would. You know, because I need you.
I will.
I need you here.
I could.
You
do,
don't have time for that.
I might be able to squeeze in both for $198,000 a year.
That's true. Maybe I'd do it for $198,000. And so, but yeah, it's just an interesting question of when you what do you love enough to make time for when it's this kind of this big of a responsibility? And so, pretty interesting stuff. We'll keep you posted on that. But for now, we're going to go to another break. And when we come back, Dr. Mike is going to be here to fix your life and your lineup. If you have questions for him, 844-967-2789. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw 101. News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10.06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10.06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Insulin, penicillin, the heart transplant. All of these medical breakthroughs were thanks to research. Research made possible with the help of volunteers. That's where you come in. The All of Us Research Program is asking for people from across the U.S. to share their unique health information. Because the more data researchers have, the faster they can find the next health breakthrough. But there can be no breakthroughs without research. And there's no research without you. Learn more at joinallofus.org/WBA. Sponsored by All of Us Wisconsin.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind me of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind me of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Richland Center community members are frustrated with the proposed closing of the UW Richland campus. A number of factors have led to the UW system's decision, including declining enrollment. Supporters advocating to save the campus say some of the factors for declining enrollment are due to the UW system's lack of financial support, drastic reductions in faculty and staff, no marketing or strategic plans, eliminating the international coordinators, and discontinuing continuing education and youth programming. One of the biggest factors is the UW system did not allow a new recruiter for the campus to be hired after the retirement of John Poole. This became a major deficit for the campus. Supporters are trying to save the campus with a petition which will be forwarded to Governor Tony Evers, UW System President Jay Rothman, and area legislators. Visit change.org and search UW Richland to sign the petition. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 33. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight, lows around 24, partly cloudy skies. Snow likely tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 33, cloudy skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
which you can find at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen and wherever you find podcasts, Spotify, Apple, all the places. And you can always join the conversation at 844-967-2789, including right now, especially right now, because it is our weekly segment with Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, executive coach, and who specializes in career achievement and life satisfaction. He's been featured on NPR and the New York Post and Washington Post, and he teaches counseling at New York University. And he, you know, every week helps us tackle topics like work and love and fitness and financial goals. And he also loves to help people make easy money on DraftKings and FanDuel. And so he also happens to be my best friend of 15 years. So this is always a treat to get to talk to you on my show every Thursday. Welcome, Dr. Mike.
Good to see you both. How are you this morning?
We're good. We're getting through the week. Getting through this holiday holiday season. I have no idea when I'm going to do my shopping for gifts and everything, but we'll deal with that later. Yeah. So in following up a little bit on our conversation we were just having, less about political parties, but is there a job you'd do for free? Are there jobs you do for free?
I do this for free.
That's true.
I love it. Yeah, and I'm on two boards for free, two nonprofit boards for free. And you know, one takes up a bunch of time, but you know, I think it's like if it's worth it to you, then it feels great. I mean, it feels like the reward is that work. I mean, that said, too, I do think there are other things that you know people probably do for free that they should get paid for. It sounds like, you know, the GOP role probably should be a paid role. But, you know, but I was thinking too, is like, how do people in politics, you know, like they don't make so much money, right? How does that work? Right. And so I was, while you were talking, I was Googling, you know, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, makes $225,000 a year, which is good money, but she's a very famous person who's working all the time and whatever. And I was like, wow, but can she look so much like, I don't know, she looks like so much like richer than that. And I Googled, and her husband is worth $114 million. Right. So that, those kinds of things, I think kind of work themselves out. So I do think that, like you were saying before, who's allowed to take these jobs of passion, yeah, you know, for free, because they don't, you know, they're not a single mom trying to keep, you know, both food on the table and electricity, you know, or running for, you know, for three kids in the winter. It's a different situation. So that somebody like that might want to volunteer, might want to do some things that they really care about, but they don't have the means to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's probably a whole other conversation as far as different jobs. Like I know for journalism and like who gets to take those kind of meager wages, despite it being a desirable job, like career path, just because you need to make enough money to live. And sometimes there's a lot of media type jobs now that don't pay very well for a lot of different reasons. And so who gets funneled into those jobs sometimes are people who can afford because of family money, right, spouse money, whatever. So
we see that a lot in colleges too, right? A lot of kids who like want to go to an internship over the summer and it's unpaid, right? And they, you know, they stay in a fine apartment and they get to, you know, eat and do whatever because their family can pay it. And other people are like, if I don't have a job over the summer, I don't know how I'm keeping my apartment. I don't know how I'm eating. And so then these people look like they are quote unquote harder workers because they were working in the industry for free for a while, that they care more. But it's all about what's going on behind the scenes. But yeah, let's do an episode on that.
Soon enough, we're not going to be able to do the football part of this segment. And so we'll have a whole half hour to fill with tons of other topics besides just the lineup, but we're going to get to my lineup in a second, but we have a first question that is kind of about lifetime management, not dissimilar to how do you volunteer for a full-time role that you'll get paid for. All right. Hey, Dr. Mike, I'm a 28-year-old woman and I'm struggling with feeling overwhelmed all the time. Same here, sister. My older sibling is dealing with the stress of a divorce. My parents are constantly worrying about something. I have a long distance relationship that probably isn't going to work out. Meanwhile, I just got an exciting new job that I want to thrive in. I moved to a new city and want to make a community here, and I haven't been keeping up with my eating and fitness goals. Help! How can I manage all of these other people and myself all at once?
Wow. Yeah. I think a lot of people are going through a lot of stuff.
There's definitely some things in there that I identify with. Not the long distance relationship, but
yeah, but you have had one or two of those as well. You know what that's like. And I do think that the holidays. I'm not surprised we're getting this question in December, right? I mean, I do think it's sort of like a long distance relationship. There's stress around that. You know, parents worrying about things. I'm the person moving to a new city. There's all this stuff that's like this compounding thing of like the end of the year and the holidays are coming up. And what am I doing with my life? Help. How do I deal with all this at the same time? Honestly, I'm going to be very surgical about the advice. We all only have so many, we'll call it so many damn to give, so many F to give, which I'm not going to say on radio.
Thank
There's
you
only
for that.
so many cares that we can give. Right. So think about this as you have like a bucket of 100 tokens, then everyone is a care that I can give. I can give one to Jane, I can give one to Kristen, I can give one, you know, to my puppy, I can give one to, I care about these things. These things are important to me. But as soon as you start divvying them out to other people, you don't have anything left for yourself. Did you notice how the whole first half of this question was all these other people in my life, my sister and like the long distance relationship and my parents. And then, oh yeah, I haven't been eating very well. I haven't been going to the gym, right? Because we're putting those first. So my advice to you is, you know, that might sound glib, but you really do have to give those tokens to A, the most important things and the things that are, you know, that are you first. You cannot just be taking care of everybody else and assume that you're going to have any fuel left in the tank for yourself. And by the way, you know, just like your paycheck, just because you have 100 tokens doesn't mean you need to give them all out. Mm-hmm. It's good to save some sometime, right? And just have a little extra fuel in the tank so that when 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock comes, you don't feel like a tired, you know, emotionally vacant zombie, right? You know, like just because you have nothing left for yourself. So, you know, I would say almost the new year, let's get it going right now. Focus on an eating plan now. Let's focus on some fitness now. Focus on making new friends in your new community. That's really important. And, you know, your sister's divorce is going to work itself out. Unless you're a divorce attorney, you probably can't help as much as you want. Your parents are worriers. Get in line, right? Everybody's parents are worriers. And so let them figure that stuff out. They've been doing it for decades. They'll be just fine. You need to focus on yourself first and save a little bit for yourself.
All right. Well, that is a very good answer. And I should take some of that to heart, I would say, especially Jane had to text me last night to remind me to eat something besides Skittles for dinner. So, you know, same lifetime
Thank you,
management
Jane.
Question.
Thank you.
I shake many virtual fingers at her.
All right. Well, moving on to my fantasy football team. You'll be proud to know that your help has, I'm projected to finish second going into the playoffs as of right now for my league.
Great.
But going into this week, it looks like Pittman has a bye. So I need to switch out him. But even with that bye, it looks like I'm projected to win. So what should I focus on for this week, or what changes should I be thinking about?
You have Josh Jacobs in, right? He's in somewhere.
No.
Is he out? Is he on your bench?
I don't think I have Josh Jacobs.
I thought you had Jacobs. I told you to get him.
Oh,
I mean,
there he is.
I would never
I
advise
yep.
someone
yep,
secretly.
Yep, there he is. I mean,
this is the first time I'm looking at your lineup. Who is Josh Jacobs? yeah, make sure he's in. Good. Okay, so who's so is Pittman a wide receiver, or do you have him in the flex position? Where do you have
right
him
right now? I have him as a wide receiver.
Okay, who's on your bench wide receiver? Who are our options?
Sutton. Jefferson.
Which Jefferson?
V. Jefferson from the Rams.
Ugh. That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Who's in your flex right now?
My flex right now is Ayuk.
Okay. Ayuk. Maybe we move. Okay. So who do you have for running backs on your bench?
On my bench, I have Pierce, Drake, and Mixon.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Mixon is going into flex and Ayuk is going into wide receiver.
Okay.
And watch on Sunday. I'll text you too. I will tell you not to eat Skittles, and I will text you about it. But Mixon's been hurt, so he should be back this week. If he's back, start him. If he's not back, then put in Pierce instead. Okay.
I just gotta say, too many players on roster. How did that happen? I didn't add anyone. is hard to do live.
Kristen broke ESPN.
I don't know. There you go. All right. All right. So we've and now my percentage is up to 68% of likely to win. My projected points 122.
Yeah, you're gonna win. That's what we like to call free money. Let's go.
Do we know what kind of a purse we're talking about?
Well, this is the thing. As you might imagine, if you've been listening to this segment with any regularity, and how serious I take my fantasy football compared to Dr. Mike, it's not very, because there's also not that much money on the line. This is a group of my girlfriends who I'm pretty sure most of our team names, I don't know if we can say on the radio, because they're all like sexual innuendos that are hilarious. But again, you know.
Perhaps not appropriate.
Perhaps not appropriate for the radio. And we all buy in for like $20. So it's not that much money. And even the winner, it's kind of an agreement that you spend it on like a happy hour for us all to go out. So it's not, the competitiveness is probably on the bottom 10% in the range of leagues and friends and how much smack talk that happens. Ours is pretty minimal, but it's like a fun, you know, we do it as a fun way to just pay attention to the games, have something to kind of look forward to. But it is certainly, I'm guessing there's a lot more smack talk in Michael's leagues, one of his six leagues that he's in.
It's bad. This thread is also very non-repeatable on air, this thread. But you know, also if the money is fine and good, and then you can like go do something with it and like take a picture and send it to your friends, like, thanks for this, loser, because you paid for this to happen, which is great. But I think just like having bragging rights for the year is nice, right? And the season's over, just have like 6 months of bragging rights just to, you know, tell your friends, oh, that's really nice that you got a great promotion, you got engaged, but I beat your behind in fantasy football. It's great. You know?
It's so emotionally healthy, Dr. Mike.
No, this is,
it really is. Yeah. This show brings out the something in me.
Is that you're not just a poignant, eloquent life coach. You're a human too who loves to beat your friends. So I'm going to set up.
Live your best life and wipe your friends' noses in it is the message of this show. Okay.
All right. So we have a couple minutes before we go to break. So I'll set up the next question that we got and then we can answer it when we come back. So this is about relationships. Dr. Mike, I'm a 52-year-old woman and I'm going through a painful separation and probably a divorce. My husband just told me that he's going to rent a house near me in our somewhat small town. I feel like this is not a good decision as I'm trying to move on with my life without him. The idea of seeing him at the grocery store, gym, or God forbid, out on a date with someone new terrifies me. I don't want to come across as controlling, but by telling him what to do, but I really don't want him moving back here. P.S. He works remotely and doesn't have family here, so it's not like I'm keeping him from any of that. Should I say something, or should I just suck it up and let him live wherever he wants to live? Jane, how much time do we have? We only have a minute left, so think about it, because I think this is an interesting... I think this is a really interesting question because it's like you can't control your exes. Right. And so we will come. Oh, go ahead.
One thing that I do, I'm honestly a very particular controlling person about, and I don't mind saying it, is that is what Jane wears in the holiday season. And she promised us light and she promised us festivities, and I don't see any of it today. And I'm very controlling about that. And Jane, I want to see it next week.
All right. So if Dr. Mike will be here for our next segment. If you still have questions, submit them, 844-967-2789. We will answer that relationship question when we come back from this break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. But I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
Is your love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. So live your life.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry on the Civic Media Network. As always, at 11:30 on Thursdays, we are talking to Dr. Michael McCutcheon, and we are fixing your life and your lineup, and always my lineup, by answering your questions that you submit to have the doctor help out. So, Jane, you said that you have an excuse as to why you've not worn your light up.
Because Dr. Mike viciously just attacked me out of nowhere.
Yes, exactly.
As I expect from a good therapist. Dr. Mike, I'm holding back on the light up stuff because I'm debuting it this weekend at our holiday party.
Oh, so we'll have to, we'll send you a picture, so, Dr. Mike.
So next
and
Thursday.
You want that battery to die.
Exactly.
Yeah, you need to reserve that battery.
You got to parse out the batteries, man. So.
It's a long month. It's a long month. All right. So just to refresh the question that was submitted that we read before the break. I'm a 52-year-old woman, and I'm going through a painful separation and probably a divorce. My husband just told me that he's going to rent a house near me in our somewhat small town. I feel like this is not a good decision, as I'm trying to move on with my life without him. And the idea of seeing him at the grocery store or the gym or on a date terrifies me. I don't want to come off as controlling by telling him what to do, but I really don't want him moving back here. And then she goes on to say that he doesn't have a good reason to necessarily live there because he works remotely and doesn't have family there. And so she's wondering, should she say something, or does she just have to suck it up and let him live where he wants to live?
Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, and I understand that not wanting to come across as controlling or in a separation, you don't want to, you just, it's not a good look. But I think this is a very thoughtful question, the way that it's phrased. And I have a hunch that this person could communicate this to their husband in a way that's respectful. And I think you have to say something. I think it's for both parties, actually. He might be a little oblivious to the fact that this could sting him too, actually. You know, you're just, you know, in a grocery aisle and you turn a corner and all of a sudden, you know, your soon-to-be ex-wife is there. And that's not fun for anybody, right? Just drop the eggs, they go everywhere, spill at the scene, it's embarrassing. You don't need that. It sounds like this guy's a little naive to what his emotions might actually be wanting back there. So I would suggest it and say, hey, maybe try somewhere else or something somewhere else not so close. And see what he said. It's not controlling to suggest it. And also, unfortunately, he might have to go through a couple of months of this, right? He might have to go through, you know, 3, 4, 5 months of this and realize that it's not working. I'm glad it's a rental he's looking at and not buying a house there. Mm-hmm. That's good. So let's think of this as, at worst case scenario, as a trial period. And this last comment that I'm going to say, I know it's, you know, a little bit, I don't know your situation as far as life, work, money, connections, any of that sort of stuff. But if he is there and it's hard for you, I know you got a lot of dust that needs settling here as far as a divorce is concerned. Once all that's done, if he does choose to move back and it's not working for you, it could be an opportunity for you to say, you know what, I'm going to take this as a sign that maybe I need to start fresh. You know, he wants to be here. I don't like it, but maybe I'm going to go start fresh with a new city and a new life as well. I think that's probably your third and last case scenario, but I'd give the other ones a shot as well. And yeah, just saying how you feel and how you predict he's going to feel is not controlling. It's actually a loving statement to communicate that to him.
All right. Good answer, per usual. All right. Well, we got someone who must be a regular listener to this segment that knows that you're a Browns fan. Someone texted in a question for the doctor that says, what's it like cheering for Deshaun Watson as a Browns fan? Who is a bigger villain, a quarterback villain, Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers?
That's funny. Bigger villain is definitely Deshaun. I'll give you that. I think Aaron Rodgers is kind of like a lovable villain. You know, he like puts his bare foot up on the desk and he, you know, goes on all these diatribes about his conspiracy theories and he's taking ayahuasca out in the woods and, you know, probably making himself a mask out of monkey fur or something. He's wild. But he's kind of lovable. I the other one is not so much.
It feels like apples and oranges in that question of like, it's just kind of someone who's a little odd versus someone who's actually a criminal.
Yeah. I kind of roll my eyes and chuckle at Aaron when he does something silly. It doesn't bother me. You know, it's kind of trying to separate the player from the team. I root for a lot of guys in the team because people like they devoted their whole entire lives to be here. They want to be in the NFL and they train on the off season. They train during the week and they're all injured. It's like week 14. Everyone's injured and they play through all this and their family comes out on the road and they're playing out in the snow just to be booed every single down because of somebody that the team brought in. I can't bring myself to hate the other, you know, 50 some guys on the team or not root for the team. But I do root for the team and I hope that they do well because they deserve it. They've been through a lot as a team in lots of ways. So I try to separate the guy from the team, which is not easy since he's the one touching the ball every single play. Not the easiest thing to do. I try to just like walk with one eye open, really.
All right. That's a good PC answer. All right, but so let's now make some money on FanDuel. So tonight's Thursday night football matchup on Amazon Prime features the Vegas Raiders versus the LA Rams. The Raiders are favored to win on the road in LA by 6.5 points. Will the Raiders cover the spread against the defending champs, or should we take the Rams?
First of all, Jeff Bezos, if you're listening, which I know you are, we talk about Amazon Prime or something having to do with Amazon deliveries almost every week on this show, and I think you should probably start sponsoring the show. So just throwing that out there. All your ratings have been so good, probably because of us. So thank you in advance for that future sponsorship. And so I think you got to smash the Raiders on this one. The Raiders haven't covered in an away game where they're the favorites in like 7 or 8 games, which means either A, I'm making a really bad call here because hello, they're not going to cover this one. They're not going to win by more than 6.5, or B, they're due. And that sentence has probably been spoken by so many degenerate loser gamblers like me throughout the years. But I do think the Raiders are due to cover. The Rams stink. They're using backup quarterback. They're all banged up. Aaron Donald is out. The Raiders used to play in LA. They're going to have a lot of fans there. I think you take the Raiders in this one.
All right. Well, we only have a minute left, so I'm not going to, we'll have to save some of these for next time, but the Packers have a bye, so you don't have to predict anything this week because of that. But you were finally right. We did beat the Bears.
Yeah.
So
you did, yeah. And like I predict the Packers will not lose this week. That's my prediction.
That is a great, great, solid prediction. All right, Dr. Michael McCutcheon, thank you as always for joining us. He will be back next Thursday at 11:30. And thank you again.
It's good to see you both. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Pleasure. We'll come back with more headlines after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Post-match pontificators amplify the thrill of being a witness and better your predictive aptitude for your squad. Future physical fitness, sports go sports. Athletics are number one.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.